Even small gatherings can cause problems.
While the Bellport party did not, as I said, violate the gathering limits, it's a perfect example of how quickly this virus can spread. 26 people leaving there not knowing that they were going out into the world, into their homes, into their places of work, and spreading the virus to others.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone has issued fines upwards of $15,000 to two violators of COVID-19 guidelines. One is a Cutshog wedding venue that hosted a 90-person wedding where 30 guests were infected. The other is a Farmingville resident who hosted a house party with more than 200 guests. Gatherings are limited to 50 people in Suffolk County. The Bellport party had just under 50 people. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, curbside absentee voting. Connecticut's Department of Correction still isn't following court orders. And if you're too young to vote, there's still an option. I'm Charles Lane. New Haven City Clerk's Office announced it will hold curbside absentee ballot voting at City Hall this weekend. WSHU's Cassandra Basler has more.
Curbside voting will run Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment only on Monday. Social distancing and face masks are required. Earlier this month, the Secretary of the State's office said it received the most complaints from New Haven voters who hadn't received their absentee ballots in the mail yet. The Postmaster General says absentee ballots mailed this close to the election are not guaranteed to make it to the town clerk's offices to be counted by November 3rd. Election officials urge voters to drop their absentee ballots in the secure boxes in front of City Hall before 8 p.m. next Tuesday. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
The ACLU of Connecticut says the State Department of Correction isn't following a court order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in prisons. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The ACLU says state prisons have failed to provide masks, clean common areas, and quarantine people who test positive for COVID-19, among other things. They say they learned this from people who are incarcerated, their families, and from attorneys who have visited the prisons. The measures stem from a court settlement earlier this year. The ACLU sued the state on behalf of incarcerated people, calling for more safety measures and the release of some vulnerable prisoners. The Department of Corrections said earlier this month more than 50 people tested positive for COVID-19 at one prison in Hartford. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Coming up, getting into politics when you're underage, but first, headlines. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says Pratt and Whitney decided to build a new manufacturing plant in North Carolina because of lower energy costs. Lamont says Connecticut's energy costs twice as much. Pratt and Whitney is investing $650 million in the North Carolina plant and creating 800 jobs. Developers of a wind farm off eastern Long Island say they don't expect the project to be operational until the end of 2023. Orsted blames federal delays in the permitting process. Federal regulators are expected to make their decision by October 2021. Government watchdogs say the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management that approves these projects is drained of funding and needs more staff to process offshore wind proposals. The University of Connecticut has suspended a program that offers free tuition to low-income students due to a lack of funding. The program was launched just last year and was available to any in-state student whose family income was less than $50,000. The program was funded through donations. The university says there is enough funding for those freshmen who enrolled last year, but not enough for 2020 freshmen. WSHU got an email from a listener that was concerned about the upcoming election. She wanted to know how her children couldn't get involved. Well, WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports that young people have found a way to play a role in politics.
For teens, voting is just one piece of the puzzle. Just ask Ashley Beck. At 16, she's a volunteer for Jackie Gordon's campaign for the House seat left open by New York Congressman Peter King's retirement.
We're still a valuable member of the campaign because of our skills, because of our work ethic, because of our ability to network, to use social media. We have ideas that sometimes older people don't think of immediately.
Political campaigns need volunteers of all ages. Beck says she started out researching donors for the campaign, and now she helps send out thank you notes to contributors. Beck says this is her democracy too, and she cares about education policies that impact her high school and fighting hunger in her North Babylon community.
Even though we can't vote right now, this is still our country. This is where we're growing up. And eventually, the people who are in office now are going to retire. And then we're going to be the next generation.
Most of Beck's cohort, Generation Z, is still too young to vote. Born after 1996, the oldest members of this newest generation are around 23 years old. But elected officials say they care about what Gen Z has to say. Suffolk County legislator Jason Richburg is 38 and the second youngest member of the legislature. He says officials should listen to kids now because it's only a matter of time until they're eligible to vote.
We need to hear their voices. And if you don't hear the voices, then you don't hear their priorities. And because that priority is going to come in 5 years.
Recent voting trends suggest lawmakers should care about what Gen Z has to say. Voter turnout in the 2018 midterm elections was the highest it's been in four decades, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That surge to the polls was driven by young voters between the ages of 18 and 29. Dawn Marie Kuhn is president of Suffolk County Young Republicans. She says her interest in politics began when her high school government teacher brought some local politicians to class.
One of the politicians, which was the Republican that I identified with, he asked if anybody in the classroom wanted to get involved and volunteer for some community service hours.
Kuhn says she raised her hand and has been hooked on politics ever since.
I went down to the Republican headquarters, stuffed envelopes, licked the envelopes, you know, help with the mailers, door knocking, phone calls.
She says social media was just taking off when she worked on her first political campaign. But now Gen Z has an advantage because they're digital natives.
There are so many more efficient ways that government can work if we just ask our Gen Z counterparts, because they've grown up with technology their entire lives.
Now, Kuhn is chief of staff for County Legislator Anthony Piccirillo, who happens to be the youngest sitting member at 37. Piccirillo says he wants more young people involved. He thinks they often get dissuaded by political corruption or incumbents with decades of experience.
You know, I think they want to see change right away. And unfortunately, in politics and government, it does take a little while to make that change that you want to see.
Jalen McCracken is a 17-year-old senior at Islip High School. She's a member of the Suffolk County Legislature Youth Leadership Caucus, where kids from 13 to 18 can network with mentors and volunteer in the community. McCracken says she is one of only a few Black girls at her school. She says Youth Caucus is important to her because of its diversity.
It's great because we can talk and understand each other, have respect for each other's culture, because the world is a melting pot. So we basically need a medley of different representatives.
Legislators, local business people, and police officers meet with the Youth Caucus members once or twice a month to find out what's important to them.
A lot of people have something to mention about funding in their schools, how there's not enough money for them to partake in certain activities or programs at their school.
McCracken says programs like Youth Caucus give kids a voice, even though they can't vote yet. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. In order to spread more local news to more of your neighbors, tell your neighbors about this podcast. You can also share it on social media and rate us in your podcast app. I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.